gorgeous girly whirlies, and welcome back to the Girly Whirly Show for another episode of Just Us Girls. Dan, our sound engineer, just reminded me that today is International Women's Day. I obviously knew this morning, like I was texting my girls, happy International Women's Day, but then as I got in here, I totally forgot. So thank you, Dan, for reminding me. And happy International Women's Day, girlies. I hope you're celebrating. I hope you have a little moment to yourself. Maybe have a glass of wine or buy some flowers, eat the chocolate, have your little treats to celebrate you and your loved ones. And it's also Mother's Day coming up as well. So that's cute. That's fun. All about the women. Okay. So happy International Women's Day, girlies. I hope you're proud of yourself. It's true girly whirly style for us to be celebrating that today. So how are we? Let's catch up first, as always. Okay, so myself and Sam actually spent the most stunning weekend in Ashford Castle, which is in Mayo. It was divine. It was the most relaxed, rejuvenating experience of my life, and I just really needed it. February was a little bit wild, hence there's actually been a few podcast hiccups this month, and last week you actually have not yet heard your QRA, because we'll get to that on Thursday's episode. But yeah, February was a mad month, and a lot of alcohol, a lot of traveling, a lot of being here, there, everywhere. So Ashford Castle was just like the bougiest relaxation I've ever had. We had a couple's spa, which was so cute, a couple's massage. My mum texted me, she's like, are you holding hands in your couple massage? No, our beds were a little bit too far to be holding hands, but it was very cute. And we had a ball. When we're chatting to Sam later, he can tell you his thoughts on it, but I absolutely loved it. And just before Ashford Castle, I was also in Paris again, which was very fun. I actually have a YouTube vlog up with that. I just love Paris. You know that, girlies. I think I talk about Paris all the time. I'm just obsessed. I just feel like a different person when I'm in Paris. I feel like it unlocks a different Sophie. I feel like I care so much less, because most of the time when I travel, I think you naturally do care less, because you feel like you're not seeing anyone, you know, you're like, you're in a completely new world, you're in a different place. I don't feel as free in London, because I guess like maybe Paris makes me feel really free because the language, like because it's French, like whereas London, I don't feel like I'm that far away. I don't feel as easy to escape and like just not care, because I don't know, London, Ireland, it just feels very close. Well, but when I'm in Paris, I'm as free as a bird, and I had the best time. I could just walk around the streets forever, but I don't think I could live there. I think it's too hustle bustle, too much go, go, go. But I had a gorgeous little time. I really do. I love it. I'm kind of waiting for my next trip back. But that's really all our catch-ups. And today, what we're going to be talking about, because it's also like in, it also comes with the catch-up, because it's life lessons. It's what we're learning. Lessons are always being learned. And I feel like every episode I'm talking to you about therapy, but it's kind of nice. I find it really nice to be sharing with you therapy, and hopefully like you are gaining from it too. But today what we're going to talk about is it's challenges I want us to try together. And maybe if we just try it for like the next month or like a few weeks, or just try it this week, a few things to like implement into your week and see how you get on with them. It's five things that I personally want to channel more. I want to challenge myself, and I want you to do it too. And then we can do it together and we can let each other know how we're getting on. I love getting DMs from you. You girlies were so sweet about last week's episode, when it was about body image, kind of part two, and healing your inner child. And I like had a little sob, and I got loads of messages from you girlies saying that you were also crying, and you were crying with me, which I thought was really sweet. Obviously I don't want to hear that you're crying, but it was very sweet that I think we all were feeling it together. The girls always get each other, and it feels like such a safe space for me to share when I just get such nice feedback from you girls. And I just appreciate you so much. You seriously mean the world. I'd have none of it without you. So it's so sweet. And always DM me. My DMs are always open. I can't promise that I'm the best at replying. I always try my best. But I'm always there, and I'll always try my best to get back to you. And I just love you so much. So let's just dive right into our five challenges I want us to try together. They might be things you're already doing, but I kind of feel like they're things you can always work on and like implement. Let's start straight in with the theme of this fucking podcast is alcohol. My number one thing. So obviously I've talked a lot about alcohol on here, mainly just like this season and last season, because it's kind of like a newer thing for me, as in I've obviously like been drinking for a while. I'm 28. Oh my God, I was going to say 27. I'm 28. Can't lie and pretend I waited till I was 18 to drink. I was even younger. I listen, in Ireland, it's kind of it's not that wild to start drinking when you're very young. But I never used to like be great. Like I'd never be like, oh, I can't wait for Friday and I need a glass of wine. Like that's kind of a newer thing for me. Is like I kind of feel like a housewife. And like Slay, I love the housewives. When I'm a housewife, I will be the woman drinking a bottle of wine each night. But what I mean is like I just feel like I'm doing it too soon in my life. Like I don't think I need to be there yet. And like I was saying, like mainly in December, I was just like drowning myself in alcohol. And it's just it's become something I've become very aware of. And I'm always trying to like tune in to like the why and the what and the where and the how, and like just kind of work on it. And I'm always learning about it. I'm always realizing things. It's the year of realizing things. So my first challenge, and I've said it before, I'm not at a place that I want to give up alcohol. That's just not where I'm at. I like alcohol, obviously. I enjoy alcohol. I don't want to give it up because I just don't even think I would give it up fully. I just know I would go to a wedding, I'd want to drink, I'd go to a birthday, I'd want to drink. So I'm not wanting to give it up, but I'm just constantly learning about my relationship with it. So the first challenge that I want us all to try, because I did it last night and it felt great, was saying no to a drink. So it doesn't mean you don't have to drink. It doesn't mean you go out and don't drink. I went out for dinner and I said, okay, I can have 2 to 3 drinks slowly and with dinner. So it's while I'm eating. So it's just something to sip on. It's not to get drunk. It's not to escape my problems. It's not to like numb my brain or like get, if you're feeling like socially awkward. It wasn't to do with that. I just wanted to be like, no. Then so on the next round, if someone offers me a drink, I'm saying no. Because I think once you're one drink in, it is so, you just keep going. That's me anyway. Once I've had one, I just keep on going. Like I had 7 margaritas only recently, and I was like, the fact that I had 7 margaritas, it was just so excessive. But I was having so much fun with the girls and we were just chatting all night and we were up for hours. But like, I just did not need 7 margaritas. And I was surprisingly, like, I wasn't on the floor. I was actually okay, which is kind of scary, because either I'm on the floor in the bin, in the gutter, or I'm weirdly like remaining sober. It was probably because we were eating at the same time as well. But who the fuck needs 7 margaritas in one night? That's outrageous. You know, I love a spicy margarita, but like, come on, girls. That, I just thought that was a little bit wild. Or have you ever been on a night out and the next day you're like, I think I actually had about 12 drinks? Like, that is wild. Like, the overconsumption is crazy and the binging of it all. And when you're young, like when I was younger, I was like, oh, but like, I don't drink all week. Like, I remember when I studied makeup and we were learning about like alcohol units and the effect of alcohol on your skin. But I was 21 when I studied makeup, so I didn't give a shit. Like, no one gave a shit. Like, none of us were sitting there like, oh God, like we should stop drinking because of our aging and our skin. But now, like, when I think of it, I'm like, whoa, like my under eye bags are struggling because of my liver probably. But like, so when we were younger, we would overconsume on the weekend, but you're like, oh, but I don't drink Monday to Friday. Like, I go on one night out, but then you're drinking like a week's worth in one night, which was bad anyway. But I can't, you don't really care when you're younger. But now I'm like, okay, let's kind of reel it in. So 7 margaritas in one night, we can't be doing that, because then I probably had like a drink before and maybe a drink the next day too. Like, it's just 7 margaritas, isn't it? So my new rule is 2 to 3 drinks, and where and when I can, not where and when I can, because I can always say no. Sorry, I retract that. I take that back. When I've had my limit, I'm saying no to the drink. If someone offers you, and someone's always offering, especially, I think it's so Irish, we all just like getting each other drunk and pouring another drink and ordering another round. And sometimes you haven't even sipped on your drink and there's a new round being ordered. And I'm the type to like, yeah, perfect, get me another one, like as the round is going. And I realized that I would sit and notice someone say, no, I'm okay. And I was like, that is so hot girl behavior to be able to sit there and say no to a drink. I just think when I saw that, I was like, okay, that's kind of who I want to be. I want to be the girl that's like, I'm okay, I'm just sipping, thank you. Like, I don't need to be involved in this next round. I don't need to drown myself in this next drink. I'm still sipping. I do drink very fast. Me and my friends kind of drink like fish. But that's also something I want to challenge myself to, is just like, drink it fucking slower, Sophie. But yeah, saying no to the next drink. I'm not saying no to a drink, but I'm saying no to the next drink or to the round, and like actually stop after your second or third, because when I did that at dinner, and I felt so great the next day knowing that I was so close to going into my fourth drink. Probably then would have been a fifth, could have been a sixth, and then I would have spent the whole day feeling rotten, really annoyed at myself, because I always wake up annoyed at myself for not just stopping. So that's challenge number one, is just saying, turning down a drink. I think it's hot girl behavior. I think it's very strong-willed. It's very self-discipline. It's giving, I'm good, thank you so much, but I'm doing good over here. I'm sipping, or get a sparkling water. Okay, so that's challenge number one, and let me know how you get on, because it's something I really want to get good at, is saying no in life in general, but mainly to a drink. Okay, number two, and this is kind of I've worked on this, but it's kind of something I've noticed in other people, is challenge number two is accept the compliment. Can we just start take the compliment? Say thank you so much. You don't dumb yourself down. Someone compliments you and you're like, oh God, no, I feel rotten. Oh God, this whole thing. Oh my God, this is so old. Like, we immediately don't let someone admire us and just say thank you. And there's absolutely, like, you don't need to be cocky and be like, thank you. I know, thank you. Like, I'm not looking for that. I just want us to be better at saying, oh my God, thank you so much. You look stunning. Like, we do not need to push the compliment back on them. Because sometimes, have you ever compliment someone and then they don't take it, and then you're kind of like, oh, like, I wanted you to feel good about yourself, and then you kind of just threw it back in my face. Like, when someone compliments you, they mean it. A lot of people aren't going to compliment you for the sake of it. Sometimes it's hard to even get a compliment out of certain people. I've said that weird compliment. Sometimes it's hard to get a compliment out of certain people. So always take the compliment and believe the compliment. Actually, that's the second part to it, is say thank you and believe the compliment. Just be like, thank you. And in your head say, okay, I do look stunning. My dress is stunning. Don't immediately, like, it's so Irish. Thank, oh, it's just pennies. Oh, it's just pennies. Like, it's such a thing. It's pennies, hon. And I love that. I love when someone tells me where something is from. I do love that. Like, I'll always be like, oh, it's Zara. Oh, it's blah. But I do think we need to work on just saying thank you and just saying thank you and giving it back. Don't push the compliment away. Don't act as if it doesn't exist. Take it in and actually listen to it as well. And, like, note it in your head. Be like, okay, my hair looks good today. Like, I already thought it and someone else thinks it too. Like, take the compliment, okay? So that's challenge number two, as I want you just to say thank you and remember it, bank it, and believe it too, and compliment yourself too. Okay, number three. Girls, I talk about this all the time. Morning routine. And also evening routine. Let's kind of talk about evening routine too. But challenge number three is because this is for me, like, I personally want to be doing this more, and I think we could all do it together, is let's start waking up maybe 15, 30 minutes earlier. Especially girls, it's spring now. The mornings are getting brighter. Thank the Lord above. You can already feel the stretch in the evening. Grand old stretch in the evening, girls. And it's there in the morning. Okay, so when it gets into spring, okay, I'm such a believer in winter. In winter, I will hibernate, okay? I'm not going to be up at 6 a.m. and going to the gym at 6 a.m. I'm not going to be there. You're not going to find me there. It's dark out. It's freezing cold. I personally believe we are meant to hibernate in the winter. But now that it's springtime and the mornings are getting brighter, the weather, please God, will get warmer and nicer and a little bit of sunshine. As it gets into summer, I want to be, like, prepping myself into getting up earlier and earlier each time. So, like, this week, let's try 15 minutes earlier. Next week, let's try 30 minutes earlier. So if you always set your alarm for 7, now you're going to set your alarm for 6:45. The next week, you're going to set it for 6:30. And you can work back as much as you want. Or it can be 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be much. But I do just think, now that spring is here, let's challenge ourselves to just set the alarm that little bit earlier and get out of the bed that little bit earlier. Okay, because they're setting the alarm, but they're staying in the bed. What I mean is actually getting out of the bed as well. It's not just waking up and then sitting on your phone for an extra 15 minutes. It's actually getting up and getting out of the bed. So what I have to do in order for me to have a good day is, as soon as I wake up, I just have to put on gym gear and go for a coffee walk. I just need to go for my walk. I'll walk to my little local coffee shop. Thank God for that coffee shop, because it's the only reason I go for my walks, honestly. Other than that, like, I find it hard to get up and out. And okay, that actually is our next point as well. But before we get there, I do think if you have like a reason to go for your walk, if you can walk to a little shop or like get a coffee or like something to get you up and out, or have your podcast that you're really excited to listen to, or have your playlist that you're excited to listen to, your morning walk can be 10 minutes. It doesn't have to be a long walk in the morning, but just to get up and get out of the bed earlier than usual, get out of the bed, get into clothes so you're getting out of your pajamas, because it's really easy to stay in your pajamas or your robe all day. And then when you do that for the morning, you just feel lazy from the get-go. Get up, get out, put your headphones on, go for your walk, listen to your podcast, and you've got vitamin D, you've seen the daylight. It's really good for the cell. Okay, so that's our morning routine. And then evening routine is something I'm trying to get better at. My evening routine used to be a glass of wine. We're not doing that anymore. I finally got rid of that this year. That was only the end of last year, but in January I was like, we're not doing that anymore. So I do not drink anymore on the weekdays on the couch watching TV. It's a no-go anymore. I've given that up, and I'm proud of myself, because for a while I was like, am I ever going to not want to do that? Sometimes I sit there like, oh, I'd love a drinky poo, and I'm like, but no, I can have a glass of wine on the weekend, but I don't need it midweek, okay, watching TV with Sambe. So in the evenings, I would like us to get better at doing something for yourself in the evening that you're actually proactively, I know, like, they're sitting and watching TV, or you're just scrolling on social media, that's not really doing something for yourself, unless you're sitting there very aware of like, okay, this is my like 10 minutes of TikTok, and like, I'm really going to enjoy it, and I'm going to watch and consume good content. But if you're just sitting there, kind of the whole evening just flies by, you're kind of doing your evening wrong, in my opinion. And I'm doing that. I do it all the time. The whole evening's just gone. So I actually would like to do, and I haven't gotten that good at it yet though, but do a bit of cleaning in the evening, and then you get to sit down. Like, make it feel like you've rewarded yourself to then finally sit down and relax, because you've had a long day. But sometimes if you've just had a long day at work, you don't feel that rewarding just sitting down. You still feel like, sometimes I feel lazy then sitting down, whereas if I do my little jobs, my little errands in the evening, then I feel great to then sit down and relax and enjoy TV with Sam. And then before you go to bed, don't be on your phone the last 10 minutes before bed, or even 30 minutes. The longer the better, but personally, I'm not going to lie, it's probably 15 minutes I'm not on the phone and I'm reading and then going to bed. It's a good idea to get consume something other than TV and your phone right before you fall asleep. So it's a good idea to read or to meditate. And then our number four, because this kind of comes into our evenings and morning routine, and I've kind of talked about it before, is habit stacking. So like I just said, going for a coffee makes me go for my walk, or having your gym gear laid out will make you go to the gym. And then, okay, so that's like doing little habits that will make the like good habit happen. But then on my walk, I'll have a phone call, or I'll listen to voice notes from friends. I'll send voice notes. I'll kind of get something productive done while I'm on my walk, or it's just listening to a podcast. But if you're kind of stacking things together, so then what I've done then by going for my walk is it's gotten me out of the bed. Sorry, the coffee is actually getting me out of the bed. So going for my coffee walk, it's like three birds, one stone. It's I'm getting my coffee to wake me up in the morning, even though we shouldn't rely on coffee. But listen, we'll work with what we can get, okay? It gets me out of the bed. It gets me going for a walk. So that's my morning walk ticked off, because I've gone to get my coffee. On my morning walk, I'm either listening to a good beneficial podcast, or like it could just be a fun podcast, but it's your you time. Or actually it could just be silence. A silent walk is actually very good for the brain as well. Or you have a phone call, you do voice notes. It might be something kind of productive on your walk as well. So that's, you know, that's a productive morning in itself. You've already done it. And then actually Mel Robbins said this in talking about evening routine. She loves to have a bath. So while running the bath, she'll be putting away clothes, she'll be putting away laundry, she'll be doing a wash, this kind of stuff while the bath is running. So it's kind of this way of putting habits together, and put like something that you're not obsessed with doing, like something you might not really be in the mood for, is you might not be in the mood for going for the walk, but you want the coffee. You might not be in the mood for ironing your clothes, but you're doing the ironing while the bath is running. So you pair these annoying jobs with a nice positive something for yourself, and it's just a really good way to get things done. So then if you have to clean, and you might hate cleaning, clean while you're listening to your favorite podcast for an hour, and just like put that hour set that hour to be your cleaning hour. It could be in the morning, could be in the evening, wherever it is. I also want to commit to like a solid day a week that is my cleaning day. I'm not very good at that. I kind of clean as I go, and then I'll randomly feel like a burst of like, okay, I really need to clean, like I really need to scrub the bathroom. But I kind of want to get better at doing okay, every Monday is when, or maybe every Sunday, because then you're going to have a gorge like set up for the week, is every Sunday. Yeah, actually girls, okay, let's do that. I'm going to say on Sundays is when I'm going to scrub my bathroom, scrub the kitchen, do like a proper clean, because I like to clean as I go, but I do love a good spring clean. So I, okay, let's say it and let's see how I do. Is on Sundays is when I'm going to do like a proper scrub, proper washing clothes, drying clothes. I'm not even going to lie, I don't really do the ironing. Fucking hate ironing. I'm a dryer kind of gal. I feel like the dryer does the ironing for me. But anyway, that's what I'm going to start doing, is my Sundays. And in that, I'm gonna have it stack, so I can listen to my podcast while I'm cleaning. And that's like that hour promised to like a good scrub down of the apartment. And we'll see how we get on. Okay, so that's our fourth, is our habit stacking. And let's commit to like a cleaning day. Or if there's something you want to commit to, it's going to be your one day that you're going to do it all the time. Okay, so that's our fourth. Our fifth, okay, this is the fifth challenge that I want us all to try, and it's a big one for me because I've kind of been trying it, and it's very interesting. My therapist asked me to do this, and it was obviously when talking to her all about body image. My therapist was like, okay, Sophie, how do you feel about if I asked you to go 7 days without looking in a mirror? Like if you go 7 days with covering up all the mirrors in the apartment, you're not going to look in any mirrors. I was like, gal, there's no way. I was like, I'm just gonna be honest, like there's no way I'm gonna do a whole week without looking in the mirror. Sorry, it sounds so conceited, I'm always looking in the mirror, aren't we all? But unfortunately, this is what it has taught me, is I'm always looking in the mirror at my body. I'm always criticizing my body in the mirror. That's exactly why she wanted me to do this challenge. Well, she was like, just do it for a day, then do it for a day. Because I was like, a week, like that's wild. Like I need to see if my outfit looks nice. Da, da, da. And she was like, but Sophie, like you're able to get dressed and make a nice outfit without seeing yourself in the mirror. Like everything she said made so much sense. But I personally have not done it for 7 days straight. I can't see myself doing it for 7 days straight. So she's like, do it for a day. So I did it for a day. And I kind of want to start implementing it, that I do it like once a week for a full day. But it's so interesting what you learn from not looking at yourself in the mirror. And myself and Sam have like big mirrors around in the apartment, so like it's quite hard, so you might just have to cover them. What I was realizing is when I'm looking in the mirror, I'm wanting to pick my skin. I've given up picking my skin, but I'm analyzing my skin. I'm looking at my pores up close, I'm looking at my under eyes, I'm looking at my eyebrows. Like I am analyzing my face and my skin. And then when I look in the mirror, I'm looking at my body. And I've realized when I went to look at the mirror when I wasn't allowed and it was covered, I was like, oh, okay, so I was wanting to look in the mirror there because I felt bloated and I wanted to see, did I look bloated? And then I was like, another moment I had like my leggings on and I went to see I just had a thought and I was like just had a thought. I was like, I wonder what my ass looks like. And I turned around to see what my bum looked like in the mirror. Like, it just made me realize all the things that I'm constantly looking in the mirror. It's not just to see if I like my outfit. It's not just to see, like, is my hair nice? It's more of a, like, I'm constantly looking to analyze myself and, like, tear myself down. Like, subconsciously, I had no idea. Even when my therapist suggested doing it, I was like, I don't know, like I don't really know what I'm going to learn from this. And then when I realized that, I was like, oh my God, like I'm constantly looking. And then like online, like you might be looking at photos of yourself or like something of yourself and you're just constantly criticizing and analyzing your body. So I want to challenge you, because it was very interesting to do. I want to challenge you to try and cover your mirrors or just not look in the mirror for a day. I did do it on a day that like I wasn't having to do my makeup, I wasn't getting all dressed up, it was just like a day at home. So I can't say I've committed to it actually having to do makeup and everything with no mirror. I don't see myself doing that, but it was just very interesting. And I do want you to try it and just see what you realize about yourself, about your relationship with the mirror, and like why are you looking in the mirror when you're about to look in the mirror, and what are you about, like are you wanting to bring yourself down, are you wanting to analyze and judge yourself, criticize yourself, are you turning to the mirror to beat yourself up, are you turning to the mirror to like maybe someone made a comment and then you're looking to the mirror to confirm or deny that comment, but you shouldn't need the mirror to do that. You should know that what they said isn't true. Does that make sense? Like if they insulted you and you go to the mirror and think, oh my God, like, does my hair look really shit? But you know it doesn't. You know what I mean? So this is a challenge I really want you to try, is about looking in the mirror or not looking in the mirror and see why are you turning to the mirror. I don't know if I'll do it for 7 days straight. I know my therapist really wants me to. I will try at some stage. But for now, a day is plenty. So let me know if you try it. So girls, I really want to hear from you if you try these things. Let me just list them again. Number one, saying no to the next drink. Turning down a drink and just say no thanks, I'm still sipping, or say no to any drink at all. But for me, it's kind of like stopping, like, okay, I've had two or three, I'm done now, and actually sticking to that. And the next one is accepting the compliment, saying thank you so much, and in your brain saying, okay, I am beautiful. You're not beautiful because they told you you're beautiful, but just take the compliment instead of being like, oh, she was lying. Oh, they didn't mean that. Oh, they're just saying that. Okay, we're accepting the compliment. Number three is our evening routine and morning routine. We're going to try wake up that little bit sooner. Maybe we'll try to go to bed that little bit earlier, and you're going to do things for yourself, which brings us to number four, which is habit stacking, which is, and our cleaning. My promise is to set a day for cleaning. We're going to habit stack, and we're going to do the mundane things with something we like to do. So you're going to run your bath, and while the bath is running, you're going to do your ironing, or you're going to do your walk. You might not be in the mood to go for a walk or a run, but you're going to get your coffee out of it. And number five is, I want to challenge you to not look in the mirror for a day, or 7 days if you can. Personally, I haven't done 7 days, but not do it for even a day, and just to see what you learn about yourself and what you realize, and analyze why you're turning to look in the mirror. Is it just to see if you like your outfit, or is it to judge yourself and criticize yourself and maybe tear yourself down? So those five things, girls, we're going to work on them together. There are challenges, maybe let's say for like the rest of March, or like whatever, we can, let's just see how we get on. And maybe there'll be things then that become, we're doing them because I want them to be things that actually come into our routine all the time. It's not just like a little, it's not just for Lent. Like, this is something I want us to, it'll be in our everyday then, okay? So let me know how you get on with these, and I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted in our next episode. I'll give you a little update, maybe lessons learned, if I've learned anything from these things. And I hope you do the same, and let me know if you do try them and we can try them together. Girlies, it is time to bring Sambe on. So we'll go chat to Sambe, and you will hear from myself and Sambe on Thursday. And that is today's Just Us Girls. I love you so much. Seriously, I appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for listening. It means the world. Thank you so much for your gorgeous DMs and your support all the time. You're just the sweetest. Happy International Women's Day. Thank you so much, Naked Fashion, for sponsoring the podcast. Check the description below. And in the description, you will see like the latest discounts or a code or what's like happening now, and it'll be a link for you as well to shop below. And I've actually a really fun Naked haul coming in the post for spring. As I was saying last week, it's spring, girls. I know it doesn't really feel like it was snowing last week, but spring is here, and I'm so excited to be in my spring outfits. Anyway, girlies, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. Love you. Bye.